Final batch of locker room chats here continuing tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. We're pleased to be joined now by Jefferson West girls basketball coach. That is Justin Schwinn here for a few minutes. It is brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, one final time, can't thank you enough all season long, but you guys setting your sights now on the Class 3A postseason. Of course, your Maranatha matchup in the first round coming up here on Friday. Get your thoughts on them in a moment. But, you know, you come into this season, you know, Brinley Kuhn, she comes in as a freshman. Who would have thought she kind of lights the world on fire and some of the games she had right out the gate and so much production from her. You got, you know, upperclassmen who have played well for you, not just this season, but years past. You lump it all together. You get 15 wins. You go 6-4 in a very tough Big East and obviously a top five seed in the sub-state. So in that aspect, how would you assess the 25-26 regular season?
No, we were excited about the year starting out. We knew we were going to have some young girls, but we knew we had some upperclassmen that have had some time and some experience. We're losing two seniors, Colby Doyle and Addison Schwinn. It'll be a tough loss for us. We'll lose some size there. But the excitement that we're going to have, having both the Dean girls back next year and having this group of 10 freshmen that have been accustomed to winning, step up into their roles and go from there. Brinley obviously has had a heck of a year as a freshman. We're excited for her and several of the other freshman girls that have had to step into varsity roles and take over this year as well, too.
Yeah, and I think it's setting you up for a good 2-3-4 year run. I mean, you see the success that you guys have had this year, and, you know, 6-4 in the Big East, how would you assess that? I think there's going to be multiple teams, you know, with the opportunity to make some deep runs, you know, out of the 3A class in the Big East. You know, you start with the champs in Silver Lake, top seed there, Hiawatha, maybe exceeding a little bit of expectation. You know, you got 15 wins for you guys, and just the Big East from top to bottom, again, I think it's just bar none the best in the state.
Yeah, this league, it's brutal. It's a very good league. Every week in, week out, that you know you're going to have a challenge, regardless of the records even. And we're happy with our 6-4 record. However, the couple games obviously you'd like to have back. You can't get them back. That's just the way it is. You got to show up each night and compete. But our girls responded well. I thought we've ended the year well. Obviously, last night was not our best night, but won our last 5 out of 6 and feeling pretty good about where we're headed from there.
Yeah, what can you tell us about Maranatha Christian Academy, your first round opponent on Friday night?
Well, I don't have a lot on them. I know they did play St. Mary's. St. Mary's got them earlier in the year, which is a good thing. We're going to, watching the film here a little bit, they're going to be scrappy. They're going to play hard. We can't overlook anybody because any time you overlook them, there's always a chance that's the end of your season, and we don't want that yet.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, last thought here. For you guys to make a nice run, and when I say nice run, you know, get to a sub-state championship and maybe even beyond that, if you guys are able to put everything together, you know, make a run here, find yourself deep into the postseason, what's going to be the reason for that kind of success?
The reason, I would say, probably we have to play sound basketball. We need to limit turnovers, and we're going to have to hit some shots. Girls play with confidence. I just want them to play with confidence and go out there and leave it on the line each game. It's not going to be easy. If we hope to get through Maranatha, then we're going to have Riley County, which is a heck of a basketball team. And then if we can get through Riley County, we've got Silver Lake, and everybody knows they're number one team in the state. So they just have to relax, have fun, enjoy the ride, and do their best. And if they do that, I'm feeling very confident that walk away, and we'll walk away feeling good about what we did this year and the future.
Yeah, no doubt. Justin Schwinn joining us again, Jeff West girls basketball coach, number 5 seed in the sub-state, 15 wins. They get Maranatha Christian Academy Friday night in that sub-state quarterfinal matchup. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long. We appreciate the time. The JW fans, I'm sure, appreciate it as well. And good luck here throughout the postseason.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.